You know, it was, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. Randy DeWitt was in here. He was on the show, and he was showing, had this iPad. He would show this concept of a food hall that was kind of mimicking something he'd found in Amsterdam. Well, sure enough, he built it, and that's over in Legacy West. And the food hall is a big success. Now they're going to build more. Meanwhile, he continues to operate Whiskey Cake and Mexican Sugar and 60 Vines and everything else. But this food hall has sort of taken on a life of its own. And he brought in a brand new president and CEO of the food hall company, Joe Magliardi, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So this food hall thing is really has taken on a life of its own. So the original concept out here in Plano, there are like 20 different restaurants?
21.
21, three different levels. You've got events going on, music, everything else. Have you been through the shakeout period? All the kinks are worked out?
It's a good question. I wouldn't say all the kinks are worked out, but I think we've worked out quite a bit of the kinks. We learn every day.
Yeah.
You know, from an original conception to where it is now, things have somewhat changed. But as things gone on, we've, you know, been successful. We've made some changes. We've had some setbacks. But for the most part, we're off to a really good run, and the trajectory looks great.
Yeah, I know you've had some turnover. So I don't know what, maybe a quarter, a third of the original restaurants are probably out and been replaced. But you successfully replaced them, right?
Yeah, so again, that was a strategic move. We replaced about 5 or 6 different operators. And the main reason behind that was we changed how we actually curate the space. We raised the criteria both from a quality standpoint and an execution standpoint. And as a result of that, it required us to change out some operators. But we always have a list. We always have a backlog of people wanting to get into the hall.
Well, I mean, people are clamoring to get in there to eat. So, I mean, I would guess that restaurateurs would like to get in there, too.
Exactly. And if you've had a chance to see that, you know, we're really happy with the replacements. I mean, they've gone really well.
So you've, I think, shortly after the food hall was open, Randy told us that there were plans for one opening in Nashville. And then also you're talking about taking this on the road and building a lot more. What's different about it?
So Nashville is in progress right now. It's scheduled to open late summer, early fall next year. What happened as we began to analyze the business, it led us to analyzing what the model was. And there's just been this huge explosion of food halls. Everywhere you read in the restaurant world, real estate world, you hear food hall, food hall, food hall. And what was conceived at Legacy West, we feel, and we've somewhat tweaked the model, is a longer term sustainable model, in that we combine food, beverage, entertainment, special events, corporate events, and a very, very comprehensive marketing program that includes content 52 weeks a year. So what that translates into, Dave, is more of what we would call a new anchor tenant for real estate. As you know, with, you know, where retail is going, there's a lot of empty boxes out there. There's a lot of empty spaces. Landlords, developers are looking for ways to drive traffic, and we feel that we're the answer to do that.
So the idea was that it's looking at Plano is that there'd be a place for all those J.P. Morgan Chase people to eat, you know, at lunch and maybe have breakfast. But then when they all go home, maybe you bring in a different set of people that will occupy the space. Is it working?
So that's exactly right. So we would tell you that we have 4 day parts of business, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and let's call it late.
You have breakfast?
We have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and let's call it late night. And again, the original concept was one is to provide what you'd see as your typical food hall, which was done very well. And the second part is to provide another place to go, whether it be to see entertainment, whether it be for a happy hour or a corporate event or what have you. And that's what's made us what we feel is a differentiator. It's not just a place to go eat or have a drink. It really is, we feel, has become a fabric of the community, especially in Plano.
You know, that third floor up there, I remember when we went out, when it first opened, and looked, or the Hard Hat, I guess, and so this gigantic brewery. occupying a tremendous amount of space.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to replicate in the next food halls?
On the third floor, we have UABC Brewery. And UABC Brewery, it's a new brand that's been growing. It's been doing relatively well for us. But one of the things that we've learned in the process over the last 18 months, it is definitely not our core competency. It's been a big benefit. It's a nice to have, not necessarily a need to have. We're going to continue to, you know, grow the brand. But as far as new units, we won't be running our own brewery going forward.
No, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. You know, getting back and, you know, and focusing on what you do best. The argument that it's a corporate event place too, I guess. I don't see it. What are you going to have meeting rooms, or how do you structure corporate events in a food hall?
So think about it. Typically, what happens, even you know, in a big corporate event, they'll stay in a hotel. They'll use the convention facilities of a hotel.
Right.
What typically happens, and I know this from my experience in hospitality, is that those groups of people only want to be in the same venue for so long. So they're always looking for another venue to keep everyone interested and excited about the events they're having, the corporate events they're having. What Legacy Hall offers, because of the size, because of the way it was designed, is an option for those events. I mean, we get a whole bunch of traffic from the local surrounding hotels, from the DMCs and what have you. So it actually works very, very well for that. And to your last part of your question about meeting events, we're actually going to enclose the North Terrace and have additional space for meetings, have AV equipment in there, and things of that sort.
So it is, you can see the evolution of the learning process here. This lends itself particularly well to Legacy West, you know, to sort of a location that's surrounded by campuses and open air, that sort of thing. Does this work downtown? I mean, does this work in a true urban area?
It's a question that's asked often. So if you look at how food halls are growing, they're either growing in a mixed-use space, an urban area, sometimes in the downtown area, and many times, you know, similar to Legacy West in a suburban area. So again, I think the real question is, whoever's going to operate the food hall, do they have the ability to program that space to generate traffic and obviously revenue? We feel we have a unique ability to do that. We think that's what differentiates us in the space versus from what we see in our competitive landscape is most food hall operators are primarily either have a real estate background or they have a food and beverage background. I think what our team brings to the table is food and beverage, real estate, marketing, development and such. So we think we have that advantage.
You know, you're in a unique situation running the food hall in that your parent company could pretty well fill it up. You know, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the Fred Berger owns Whiskey Cake and Mexican Sugar and 60 Vines and Haywire. And what is it, the Keeper is one of them. I mean, they're just about ready to fill it up. Why? But I note that those locations aren't in the food hall.
So I wasn't here when it was conceived. But from what I learned from Randy and the team was that they didn't want the operators to feel like it was just a front burner concept. I think it was the right thing to do. But what we've learned since then, with the support of the board, Randy included, is that we have an obligation to give the customers the best product. And I'll give you two examples of that. Most recently, we added Velvet Taco. Velvet Taco was a front burner concept when the concept was conceived. They elected not, for the reasons I mentioned, they elected not to put Velvet Taco in there. But the fact of the matter is, Velvet Taco is now in Legacy Hall. There was a keen interest from customers. And we also have, as you know, Tacos Patron in Legacy Hall, and they've actually fed off each other. And believe it or not, Tacos Patron is actually drafted off of Velvet Taco and vice versa, and both their revenues are up. And then the second concept, which is a new concept for Front Burner, with Son of a Butcher, which was their burger concept. They went through the same curation process as we would have with any other food operator. And quite frankly, they were the best option. And I think The product is an example of our new curation product, of our new curation process, as well as what Front Burner is capable of. We think the concept's been great.
All this, and you're a music promoter too, filling up a stage out there. I don't know when you sleep, but it'll be fun to watch you noodle with this concept and see what happens next. And we'll check out Nashville next year. The president and CEO of the Food Hall Company is Joe Bagliadini.
Thank you for having me.
Did I hit it that time?
Yeah.
Did I do better that time?
Yeah, you did.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.